Raven zakona. Nadčasne pesmi iz Amerike in okolice vsako sredo ob 10. zvečer na Radiu Študent.
was one for the taking. Down by the riverside, she'd never be thinking it was her lover's pride. There's one for the rolling down off of the ledge and into the briars to sleep with the dead. Let it roll, 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 sunrise and a crown made of thorns. The windows are mirrored like the eyes of the Lord. Between the high water and a rusty old nail, one night of whiskey worth a lifetime in hell. Let it
lep pozdrav v oddaji Izven zakona, v kateri bova z vami naslednjo uro Milko Poštrek in Jure. Kot ste opazili, si nisem mogel kaj, da ni bi še enkrat zavrtel naslovne pesmi novega albuma Roberta Fisherja in njegove zasedbe Willard Grand Conspiracy, Let it roll, zarolemo ali zavrtimo. Kar se mene tiče, en najbolj silovitih in večplastnih poklonov samosvojosti pokončne drži ustvarjalnosti, en je od najbolj vznemirljivih kulturnih praks druge polovice 20. stoletja in naprej rock'n'rollu. Bolj neposredna navezava za pesem je ameriška državljanska vojna, iz katere ne nazadnje skupina Willard Grand Conspiracy, kot veste, tudi vleče svoje ime. Tale pesem Let it roll je namreč oprta na protivojno sporočilo, dokument iz ameriške državljanske vojne, znan kot pismo Sullivana Baloja. vendar se, kot vemo, Amerika, kot marsikdo drug, tudi iz lastne zgodovine ni nič naučila. Let It Roll je torej tudi duhovna pesem, bom rekel, čeprav v njej Robert Fischer slavi življenje tu in zdaj in ne v onostranstvu. Tvoj bog je sprenevedal hinavec, ni mesta v nebesih, niti zdaj, niti kasneje, pravi del besedila. Seveda ne gre za kako blasfemijo, za kak pritlehen napad na Boga ali verska čustva, kot bi si želel misliti kak dogmatski, demagoški oskoumnež. Bog je v hiši, God is in the house, v enem trenutku v zanosu zakriči Robert Fischer. Seveda ne Bog, kot so si ga prilastili oblastniki, njihov Bog je tisti sprenevedal hinavec, temveč vrhovno, neskončno dobro. God is in the house je kajpak citat, namik na istoimensko pesem Nika Cave-a, na katerega vas je morebiti spomnil tudi kak drobec interpretacije Roberta Fischerja in tudi glasbene spremljave v tele pesmi. Spomni vas je mogoče tudi na Jima Morrisona in še koga. Seveda s tem nočem izrednega pevca in interpreta Roberta Fischerja zvesti na nekakšne primerjave. To govorim zgolj in le zaradi navezav. Ena od navezav je tudi Bob Dylan, vseprisotni Bob Dylan. Tokrat neposredna. Robert Fischer in sedanja različica zasedbe Willard Gang Conspiracy je namreč za revijo Uncut posnela izvedbo Dylanove klasike Ballad of a Thin Man.
With your pencil in your hand, you see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here but you don't know what it is, do you, Mr. John? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? And somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket, and you go watch the geek. Immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as it hands you a bone. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when somebody attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect. Anyway, they already expect you to just give a check to tax deductible charity organization. You've been with the professors and have all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed levers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Jones.
Ballad of a Thin Man Boba Dylana je uvrščena tudi na album Let It Roll. Mi smo jo v ponedeljkovi tolpi bumo zaradi pomanjkanja časa, pa tudi zato, ker to pač ni pesem Roberta Fisherja, spustili, čeprav ima gotovo pomembno, simbolno, razlagalno mesto na albumu Let It Roll. V ponedeljek smo spustili še dve pesmi, ki jo bomo poslušali danes. Tu pa se začne določena zmeda, ki jo je treba pojasniti. Album Let It Roll je namreč v Evropi izšel pri dveh založbah, pri Luz v Veliki Britaniji in pri nemški založbi ameriške glasbe Glitterhouse. Pri Glitterhouse so se zmotili v podatkih na ovitku, kar je pomembno pač za vse tiste od vas, spoštovane poslušalke in poslušalci, ki boste kupile ali kupili njihovo različico te plošče. Četrta pesem namreč nima naslova Crash, temveč Skeleton, šesta ni Skeleton, temveč Bridge, sedma pa ni Bridge, temveč Crash. To lahko preverite na spletni strani www.vilegrenconspiracy.com. Jaz sedaj o tem razpredam tudi zato, ker smo v podelkovi tolpi bomo spustili tudi pesem Skeleton, ki jo bomo poslušali zdajle.
were just standing there. Door is kicked, the lock is blown. Half of everything is gone. From half of everything I own, it's an element of truth. And all that's said and done, there's nothing left to lose. Like new clothes for a skeleton.
Ne zgolj kot zanimivost, ki lahko povzroča še dodatno zmedo, omenim, da je v začetku besedila pravkar slišene pesmi Skeleton tudi besedna zveza Flying Low, leteti nizko. Tako pa je, kot vemo, naslov ene od plošč skupine Willard Grand Conspiracy, kjer pa ni bilo pesmi s tem naslovom. No, pesem s točno tem naslovom Flying Low pa je na pričujočem albumu Let It Roll. And I think I saw the angels flying low. Mislim, da sem videl angele letati nizko, poje Robert Fisher v tej pesmi, ki ste jo napisala skupaj s Steveom Vinom. Ker smo pesem že poslušali v ponedeljkovi tolpi bumo, jo bomo zdaj le preskočili. V tolpi pa smo spustili še eno pesem, namreč Bridge, ki me po delu napeva neskončno spomni na starejšo pesem Roberta Fisherja in Willard Grand Conspiracy, The Work Song. Poslušajmo najprej pesem Bridge, na to pa za primerjavo še omenjeno The Work Song in to tisto izvedbo, ki smo jo slišali na prvem ljubljanskem nastopu skupine Willard Grand Conspiracy jeseni 1999. Leta in ki je zabeležena na koncertni plošči The Green Green Grass of Slovenia.
Freshly tuned and finally scarred, this rare kiss, the saddest note, I sit and wait for the sound of the wind and the rain. And I try to spell out the letters of my name. Fragile bone and cradle bound, a small matter turns to breathe. All that shudders, all that matters, and all that grieves. We sit in sunlight, made dumb by the wind. We cancel all our blind spots. No one needs to know how or when. Statues, this soft embrace. Listen closely to hear what matters from the walls of your chest. And we sit. The setting sunlight, made dumb by the wind. And we cast out all our shadows. No one needs to know our name. Cast out our shadow, and no one needs.
cast out our shadow.
There is a rock 100 yards away. There is a stone and there is a house on the other side. There is a stream where we cool our feet when we get home. When we get home, home from work. Get home from work. Victorville, it seems so far away, out on the edge of the Mojave. We light a fire, we tumbleweed, cast out our shadow like Joshua tree. We get home, home from work. We get home from work. Get home, home from work. We get home from every night around 10 p.m. we find a bed, lay down our heads, and the warm wind blows past the window shade. We dream about moving away. We get home, home. We get home from work. We get home, home from work. We get home from work. get home, home from work. We get home from work. We get home, home from work. We get home from work.
Dve različni pesmi Roberta Fisherja in zasedbe Willard Green Conspiracy, Skeleton oziroma v tem primeru Bridge, se oproščam, in The Work Song, ki pa imata nekaj skupnega, prelepo melodijo in čudovito vzdušje. Mi smo zdaj le pesem The Work Song, izvirno studijskega albuma Mojave, kot pove tudi del besedila te pesmi, poslušali v koncertni izvedbi z nastopa Willard Green Conspiracy kot gostov na koncertu The Walkabouts jeseni 1999. Leta v Ljubljani, tudi zato, da zgolj še enkrat opozorimo na jutišnji nastop Roberta Fisherja na gradu v Škofji Loki. Njegov nekdani tesni sodelavec, kitarist in pisec glasbe Paul Austin pa med tem resno dela v zasedbi Transmissionary Six skupaj s Terry Miller, ki smo jo slišali recimo peti spremljevalne glasove tudi v tele izvedbi. Še več, opozorili so me, da se je med tem Paul Austin s Terry Miller tudi poročil. Z omenjene koncertne plošče Green Green Grass v Sloveniji bomo slišali še eno pesem, Ballad of John Parker, in to predvsem zato, ker poročila z akustičnega ali samostojnega nastopa Roberta Fisherja na Dunaju pred kratkim govorijo tudi o tem, da je tam Robert Fisher pričujočo pesem odpel a cappella, torej brez glasbene spremljave. Kaj takega lahko pričakujemo tudi jutri v Škofji Loki, Ballad of John Parker.
Stumbles a man down to his wits. Brother, oh brother, what's left to regret? Known by the way that he carries his load. Early one morning in the warehouse of souls, digger was bent to shovel. Digger, oh digger, what's left to reveal? Known by the way that he carries his load. Well, I was a gambler and I was a king. World of sin was all my domain. Now I am bent, humbled and spent. By the way that I carried my load. Said 40 words. Up from the ground rose a great bird. Raven, oh raven, why do you fly? Known by the way that he carries his load. Known by the way that he carries his load.
Paul Austin je pravzaprav očitno zasedbo Willard Grant Conspiracy pripustil Robertu Fisherju že v času albuma Regard the End leta 2003, vendar jaz zaradi površnosti tega sploh nisem opazil. Zdelo se mi je, da je le trenutno odsoten, še posebej, ker sta oba, Paul Austin in Robert Fisher, prispevala svoje komentarje ob posameznih pesmih na pregledni zbirki There But for the Grace of God izpred kakega leta ali dveh. Šele ko sem dobil v roke novo ploščo Let It Roll, sem dojel, da je Paul Austin med tem za stalno v zasedbi Transmission 96, Robert Fisher ponadaljuje pod imenom Willard Grand Conspiracy. Album Regard the End smo iz raznih razlogov, predvsem zaradi obilice drugih plošč, pa tudi zaradi moje omenjene malomarnosti, upričujoči oddaje izven zakona ob njegovem izidu preskočili, zato zdaj z njega poslušamo še par pesmi. Najprej The Trials of Harrison Hayes.
All these apologies, but don't have the time to waste on this effort. Don't have what it takes to stay in one place, but I might have what it takes to make myself home. Not sure at any time but where I will be found. I'm not sure you won't go there alone. There are all kinds of serpents here. Best keep your faith held near. There's all kinds of poisons that turn you to stone. Sure I would be misheard. It's rare that intentions are left undisturbed. The truth leads us down strange roads, each one different, I suppose. Many a secret is left unlearned. From the earth, trouble doesn't sprout from the ground. People are born to trouble, but just the sparks fly upwards into the clouds. But just the sparks fly upwards into the clouds. But just the sparks fly upwards into the clouds.
The Trials of Harrison Hayes, pesem Roberta Fisherja z albuma Regard the End, objavljenega maja 2003 pod imenom Willard Grand Conspiracy. Takrat je že odsotnega Paula Austina nadomeščal Simon Alpin, ki je bil z Robertom Fisherjem soavtor nekaterih pesmi. Druge, kot recimo pravkar slišano, je podpisal Robert Fisher sam, nekatere pa so bile predelave ali razgradnje tradicionalnih napevov. Tradicionalni napev so vzeli kot izhodišče in iz njega naredili novo pesem. Naslednja, ki jo bomo slišali za albuma Regard the End, ima naslov Ghost of the Girl in the Well.
Ghost of the girl and well, killed by a man who owned my family. It's many years since I fell, and so many years, but still no one has found me.
soul. When I died, the earth had turned, the fields were alive, so alive. The mister called out to me, and I ran. I didn't want to be under him anymore. Close to the girl. In the darkness I cry, oh how I cry, all these tears taken by this water.
Verjetno ni odveč omeniti, da sta bili obe zadnji plošči Roberta Fisherja in Willard Grand Conspiracy, torej Regard the End in nova Let it Roll, posneti v studiu Metro v Ljubljani. Snemalec je bil Janez Križaj. Gre seveda za povezavo s Chrisom Ekmanom, enim od vse več ameriških ustvarjalcev, ki se zataknejo v Ljubljani zaradi ljubljene osebe. Steve Kling in podobni. Naslednji teden v oddaji izven zakona par novih plošč ustvarjalcev, ki objavljajo pri založbi Luz, ki je podobno kot nemška založba Gitterhaus tudi svoje vrstno evropsko okno v Ameriko ali pa obratno ameriško okno v Evropo. Milko Poštek se poslavljam in še enkrat upozarjam na jutrišnji samostojni ali akustični nastop Roberta Fisherja v Škofji Loki. Z albuma Regard the End pa poslušamo še zaključno pesem z naslovom The Suffering Song.
Sky has blown apart. The fire on the hills has all gone gray. And my mom mother's got a few days left. She thinks it's time we all learn to pray. My sister's in the kitchen, and my brother's laying out his gun, and my father's pacing in the hallway. It looks like they've all figured out a way to run. It's as old as the world. It's as old as the world. The suffering is gonna come to everyone someday. Suffering's gonna come to everyone someday.
And did you forget my song?